Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the lovely Miss Anna Hyde.
Hi guys, I'm so excited to be here. I feel like we've been talking about it for like trying to get it, but we're across the country, so.
I know, well, I've been dying to meet you. We were just talking, we were like, do we know each other in real life?
I walked in, I was like, I just feel like I'm seeing another friend that like I see every other week. But it's because we're just like on each other's close friends and responding
exactly.
And stuff.
Exactly. I feel like I talk to you on the internet all the time.
Yeah, and I watch your vlog, so it's like I feel like...
Same. Okay, so tell me everything. You went to Era's last night.
Yeah.
Let's hit that first and then we'll get into like the childhood story.
We do the most important thing
first. Yes, exactly. But you're such a Swiftie. I'm such a Swiftie. Yeah. I'm so excited to talk about this with you because...
Me too.
I was going to do a solo episode just about Taylor and then I was like, I should talk about her with Anna.
It's perfect. I haven't even had the morning debrief with like the people I went last night. So
you
this
haven't.
Is no, they're still dead asleep.
I don't know how you're here, by the way.
I like slapped some makeup on my face, called the Uber. I texted TK, I was like, can you please get me a coffee?
Yeah, and I she was did, like, so. Of course.
Okay, what happened? So 1989 TV.
Yeah.
We
knew this.
We knew, but I almost thought it was gonna be too obvious. I
Same.
Thought because SoFi was putting New Romantics, they had 1989 on the beach, and I was like, what are they doing? They're giving it away. Like, she's so secretive. But also, she, like, loves when we catch on.
Yes.
So I will say, we had our hopes up. But also, like, I was like, okay, it'll be fine if not. The moment I knew, Speak Now, Blue Dress.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then Folklore. No, blue dress.
Folklore secured the deal. And then we said, if she comes up in this little blue tassel dress, we knew exactly what it looked like.
The matching set.
She comes up, the dancers are hiding her, and everyone was like silent. Everyone like screamed their head off when it was blue, and we were like,
and then the surprise song's blue
and
dress.
And then she didn't stop. Surprise song, blue dress. Lavender Haze was a blue dress.
It's crazy.
Karma, blue jacket. I was like, she didn't even do that for Speak Now. Like, she was wearing all, she didn't really wear all that purple, you know? But she's
well, okay, I will say, though, about her being sneaky, everyone thought she was going to do something 8-3 the first night.
I was nervous 8-3. I was really nervous because, you're right, the first concerts of all her series is when she, like, drops big things.
Yes, which kind of makes sense from a marketing perspective because mm-hmm. then the rest of the L.A. leg, people are like, 1989, and, like, we didn't know if she was going to drop it right then and there or
and then
give us
was
the announcement.
Oh, the Rare team and Selena
and then the
was
Rare
there.
And Selena, and we were like, is she going to come out
but
with
me,
Selena?
But me, I was like, okay, but brands always bring, like, it doesn't, like, I don't know. I was like, that was kind of a stretch for us. But I agree. I thought that too. And then Sam was like, no, I think since it's the last of the U.S. leg, she wants to end with a bang. But you can just tell, like, she even said this was her, like, on stage, she was like, this is my favorite re-recording. I could tell, like, she had a different, like, beaming, like, I also, she's probably like, yes, like, I get a break.
Like, she's like, yes, I get to rest.
But yeah, you could tell she was like lit up the whole night. Cause I've seen, this is my third time, which I'm very fortunate to go three times. Like, and I've like worked hard, like bought the tickets, you know what I mean? But I know I'm fortunate to be able to afford them. Like, a lot of people are like, you've gone three times and people can't even go once. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I totally get that. Like, I wish I could like bring everyone, you know what I mean?
I know. I was actually
like, I wish
thinking
everyone
that.
Could go.
Like, because I didn't know that I was going to go. When we were chatting, I didn't even know if I was going to go.
Yeah, like
because
a
I
week
was like,
ago.
I was like, I want to buy tickets. I was like talking to Anna. I was like, what do I do?
I was like, she'll go somehow.
Yes. I was like, I don't know. My game plan was to buy tickets for my brother and I because he's such a Swiftie too.
Did he get to go?
He did get to go. He went by himself. Yeah.
Good.
His roommate's girlfriend had an extra ticket, but like in the one of the standing areas and it was $70. That's all he had to pay. Yeah.
Did he have like an obstructed view?
No, he had great seats. It was insane. Meanwhile, I was gonna pay like $1,000 for him to get a ticket.
Amount of money.
Anyway, I didn't know till the day of I was going with Revolve. They literally hit me up.
They do things last minute, I feel like.
They hit me up, literally, or hit my manager up at 1:30, and I had to be there at 5. Didn't have, like, anything. I mean, thank God I had been working on my bracelets all week.
You're like, I know what's going to happen.
Because I knew I was going Friday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was. So then when I was going 8-3, I was like, holy shit, is this the night?
8-3 was the Revolve one,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And everyone's like, something's happening tonight. And I was freaking out. But
she did clown that night. I feel like it's so, because I told myself, I'm like, don't get sad. Because, like, when we say, like, oh, nothing happened that night, like, a normal Taylor Swift concert is, like,
the most insane
thing
ever.
It's still the most insane thing ever. So it's like, and Sam and Annika, they were at the Speak Now release.
Which is insane.
How are they at both? Like, that is so crazy. So
which
I was like,
so
I have
innate.
Their good vibes.
Yeah, but when Revolve hit me up, I literally told my manager, I was like, fuck, like, I feel so, like, almost in a weird way guilty. I was
know.
Like, of course I want to go, but I wish, like I want to take my brother. I want to take literally anyone that hasn't been because I have been once in Vegas. And I was like, fuck, I feel so guilty. I know I'm going tomorrow, but, like, how can I pass on this opportunity?
No, you can't.
It's so last
Nobody
minute.
Would.
So, yeah, I don't know. I do, maybe in the near future, and if she does more shows, but she is going to Indianapolis. Yes, I love what Jazz on TikTok did. I love what she did, where she,
so
like,
cool.
went with a fan, and I was like,
that was so cool.
I really like that idea. So if something happens, I have not gotten a code yet.
Are you
unfortunately,
on the wait list?
Yes. I made every one of my family members sign up.
Get on it.
But I haven't gotten a code.
I feel like I seen people getting on the wait off the wait list yesterday. I haven't done it because I was so, this is my show, and I was like, I'm going to wait, but like, who knows what will happen in 2024? It's a long way away. I didn't even realize. You have to go to Indy with your
I know. I have to go to Indy.
Friends.
Yeah.
That's.
Exactly. So, okay. I want to hear everything about last night that you thought was just like, did you feel like last night's show was better than MetLife?
Okay. This is so hard because I think it was so cool because I've had three completely different experiences. Mm-hmm. The first night I went, that was the night we planned to go with my friends. That night actually was literally just insane because like.
Was
she
this
had,
the purple?
This was
butterfly one
purple
okay.
butterfly
Love
and like
that
outfit I was so proud of, like everything just came together. I did like Speak Now era,
so good.
I was so happy with it, and I just felt so pretty. Like, it's just so fun. Like, you know how it is in those concerts. Like, everyone's so freaking nice and just bracelets and stuff. But we went and, like, she went so hard for no reason that night. Like, there was the getaway car, maroon, like, Jack Antonoff, Ice Spice. I was like,
she went off.
Because I think she did because everyone was clowning us on TikTok saying, like, you guys are going to get welcome to New York, like, night one, like, bye. And then she was like, no, we're going to do that. Like, but then it's funny because I went night three, and that's where I, like, bought super expensive tickets because night one I was on the floor. And have you been on the floor when you've come? Which is really cool. Floor is a really cool experience. But if you're not in the front row, it, like, can be hard to see, you know? And it's, like, very intense. But you are intimate with her up there. You know what I mean? So then when I bought the really good tickets the next day, I was, like, literally, like, the fourth row, which on the Diamond is, like, the first
which
row,
is
basically.
Crazy.
And I was, like, seeing her arm hair. And, like, I'm not kidding. I was holding Vloggy and my phone, but watching with my eyes because I wanted to embrace it. Yeah. So I was like this. And every time she turned to me, I was like, ah! So that was super intimate.
That's
and
crazy.
That night was more chill night, but I didn't care because it was, like, she was right there. Mm-hmm. And then she did that tonight. She walks up, does not even speak to us. Welcome to New York. She's like, let's get this over with, and goes to the piano. Doesn't, like, it was so funny.
You could tell
she was like, let's just do that. So that experience was that. And then this time we were, like, in a suite, which was so cool because there was a private bathroom in the suite.
Oh, the private bathroom is so lit.
Because I've had to cut myself off. I didn't pee. I didn't drink.
Yeah.
My head hurt. You can't move on the floor for 3.5 hours, like, unless you want to miss something. So we would just, like, run, like, and had time in between, like, her, and you know how fast her changes are. Free food and drinks. The waiter, literally.
Unbelievable.
So waters, we were like, I'd be like, during, like, champagne problems, I'd be like, chugging. Like, that saved me. I think that's why I'm okay. And Long Live, I got to see. Because we didn't get to see that on the first end.
Oh, yeah. Because, and what about the one? Was that on the set list?
The one was because Phoebe opened for us.
Okay.
So it switched to the one for me, which I love. But we didn't see No Body, No Crime.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
It's really cool.
And Long Live, like, I think that's literally why I came to this concert. Like, that's my shit.
Because you're a Speak Now girl.
Speak Now, huge.
Okay, why?
I feel like that album is, like, her being, like, DeLulu. Like, she said it. Like, she's literally been like, none of this has happened. Like, she was like, I've never crashed a wedding. I've never done this. And I just love it. Like, I think it's just, like, you know, like, I think we should all just think of life. Like, I love being DeLulu. Like, I think it's so fun. Like, why would we not live life like that? And then, like, I don't know. And it's just weird. It came out on my birthday. Like,
it did?
July 7th, my birthday.
That's a great birthday.
And when she announced it and she was, like, dropping July 7th, I was like, literally, what is life? Like, this is so cool. And I don't know. Every single song, it's a no-skip album.
I know. It's crazy. What would you say is your, like, ranking? Did you do the Spotify, like, your top ranking albums?
It was literally... I was Speak Now, Taylor's version, like, huge.
Okay.
And then, okay, by albums, it was Speak Now. I feel like Fearless, I'm a huge Fearless girly.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, I love Fearless. But Rep is sneaking up. Midnights, I feel like people hate on Midnights. I don't know why.
I love Midnights.
There's so many good ones. 1989, it's hard because half of them, like, I'm not a, like, you know the basic 1981s, like
space.
The Bad Blood, Blank Space, Wild. I'm not that girly, but I'm like a clean.
I
freaking
love clean.
She played clean with Welcome to New York too. I'm like that. Those go so hard. And then the vault tracks are going to be so good. So I'm like 1989 love. And you can tell, I can tell she just loves that one. Because that was her like single, like girly New
York. I also think that era like completely changed the trajectory of her and like her fame. Like I feel like it expanded her as an artist.
I think so too. Lover, yeah. Like, yeah, when I say this, I'm, like, obviously obsessed with all of them.
Yeah.
These are just ranking. Lover, but Death by a Thousand Cuts, like, that is not associated with that album for me. I don't know why, but I just love that song.
Uh-huh.
And then, obviously, Debut, you can't not love. But it's so weird she left it out of Eras.
I know.
Like, what?
Well, she did have Tim McGraw, right?
That was the first surprise song at the first show, Tim McGraw.
Wait, but what song did she have on? It was one song on the set list.
No, never.
Never?
Never.
I thought she did.
Mm-mm.
Oh, maybe it was just the surprise songs because then she did Our Song.
Yeah, which I was so confused for y'all shows. At first I was confused because she didn't even, because I thought she would like announce and be like, okay, I'm re-repeating like because we're recording or something. Because those first three nights she like.
Repeated. I thought she would definitely repeat Getaway Car too.
Me too.
I want to know why. Why did she choose all those? Because I got maroon, too.
you got maroon. I know. I feel like it was like her favorites or one she knows like encompasses everything because they're going to be in the documentary or whatever they're doing.
Oh, you're so, so right.
Because those three nights they were filming.
You're so, so right.
She chose like our song, like Death by a Thousand Cuts, Maroon. Like you can tell it was just like she was trying to encompass like they're not going to do like a random one, I guess. But I don't know. It was weird she didn't explain it. You know what I mean? Normally
I know.
She's like, okay, like, I know I didn't mess these up, but here we go. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, because that was the theory. Or did she say, if I mess it up, then I'm going to read it? Okay.
Like, for me, for example, I got clean, but she already sang that. But for us, she goes, okay, guys, I did sing this one, but I think I can sing it in a higher pitch, so I'm counting that as a mess up. And then sang clean.
Okay, yeah, we got no explanation. It must have been the doc.
For
You're
sure.
So right.
So that's why I was like, what? Like, why did they get, like, I mean, that's so, you got our song, and what was the other one?
You Are in Love.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. that.
Which I love that song.
Yeah, that one.
1989.
Yeah.
And I will say, because I went to the Vegas show, which my three experiences were so different because the Vegas show, I went with a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the LA shows were with the girlies, which was way
so
more
different.
Fun.
Dude, yeah.
I will say, going to a Taylor Swift Eras tour, like concert
was it a first
with a
date?
Dude. No, it was like
okay, good.
Probably like a fifth or sixth date though. Like it was like maybe even a fourth date. Like it was really early on. I'm not kidding. It was the best date of my life.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. Like I can't not
we
be.
We had so much fun. Also, like POV me with like a guy on the fifth date singing like Lover.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like,
well,
love
Lover.
Story.
Lover and then like we're never getting back to get like he's probably like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm like, this is getting really intense really
love story,
quickly.
I can't.
Love story, like you belong with me. I was like, oh my god, like this
you have
is
to like
lot.
Look at him. Wow, that's yeah. wow.
But honestly, green flag if a guy goes to a
is he a fan?
Yes, he's a big Swiftie.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was good. Like, okay, go off King.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I had when I was fighting to get tickets for night 3. Because I feel like after night 1, you feel like you're like, she's in my city. Like I can't just not try to go again. Like you
I know.
Feel like what? But after night 3, I was trying to get tickets, and this boy, random like DM boy, was like, "I'll buy you tickets. Like if you go with me." And I was like, first I was like, "Should I do this for the tickets?" But then I was like, "I think I'd a first date with a guy I don't know. He wasn't that cute. Like
yeah.
I feel like I'd be like so in my head and like stressed." So I spent stupid money. But I was like, I'll have more fun with my friend. You know what I mean?
100%. It really is like for the girlies.
It
I mean,
is.
God bless all the men that are Swifties, though, because we love them.
For sure.
But I will say, going with him versus going with my friends, like, I feel like I could, like, go all out with
go
my, like,
crazy.
Outfits. And, like, I mean, I was definitely, like, screaming when I was with him. But, like, you know, you kind of reel it in a little when
a
you're,
little
like,
back.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I was, like, headbanging with my girls and, like, you know, filming, like, I feel like I was so much better at, like, documenting the entire thing, which is what I want to
That's,
do.
Yeah.
And because I was like, not that I care that much what he thinks, because I still did record, but, like, I didn't want to be, like, on my phone
and
the
then
entire
be like,
concert.
Are you gonna look at it?
And him be like, what the fuck is this girl doing, you
That's
know?
That's why the suite was perfect, because it had a table, so all of us had our little ring light, our vloggies, our phones, like, Sam had her double phone, so one, like, live, like, one like this. So it was,
amazing.
Like, set up for us. Like, it was perfect.
Incredible.
The suite wasn't I will say, when I was in the front row, there's not as many fans because you can tell, like, it's, like, people who, like, just have money and, like, are just there because they can afford it versus, like, you see, like, nosebleeds or high up. People are, like,
you're so right.
Going crazy.
Yes.
The bigger fans are further back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people on the floor, like, you know, going crazy and stuff. But, like, when I was closer, I was, like, y'all are sitting? Like, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. We were, like, so Revolve, like, did a collab with this club in LA that like runs a lot of, they have like a suite at SoFi, which is I think how Revolve got the thing, whatever, or got the tickets. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I go into this suite, which is like owned by this club. And when we walked in, it was like me, Sierra Furtado, and Amanda Stanton from The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
So fucking nice. I love her.
She's so cool.
So we walk in and I'm not kidding you. We were like, what is going on? We walk in our cute little like sparkly, like crazy outfits.
Was it like,
it was just like a ghost town. Like people were just like sitting like at the bar, not even paying attention. We were like scrambling, trying to go to the bathroom so quickly so
and
that we wouldn't miss anything.
They're just there for the vibes.
I was like, what is going on in here? I was like, guys, like, please invite me tomorrow. Like, please invite me the next day.
Yeah,
and
like,
no one's going to vibe in
they
here.
They don't want
to
like, be here.
I will come.
That's how we felt. Sam looked at me and she goes like, because we were sitting like, we got there early and she was like, what if like people don't vibe? And I was like, we are creating our own vibe. And we did. Like, we did not care. We were, like, headbanging. Like, but it was just funny. And everyone was, like, nice around us. They were just, like, not as crazy as us. But there was a mom next to us who brought her daughter, who, like, bought for the daughter, but she didn't really know what was going on. And she looks at us when Taylor comes out for when she was watching New Romantics. And she looks at us. She goes, "It's now a good time to go to the bathroom." We go, absolutely not. This is quite literally the worst. And then she announced it, and she was like, "Was that, like, a new thing?" And I was like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Honestly, I feel like no matter how big of a fan you are, like, if you get the opportunity to go, you have to go.
Yes.
Because this is going to be, like, I can't even compare it to anyone, but, like, what Prince was to, like, our parents, or, like, the Rolling Stones, or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People that had, like, an insane impact. Like, this is, like,
I don't even think there's a compare. Like,
no,
for example, like,
compare.
I can't go to concerts. Like, I went to Drake. Big Drake fan, like, don't worry, like, I respect him, he's great. But I went and I was like, he's like, you know, Taylor's Diamond, that's his stage, and like, he just stays on it, and like, there's no choreography, like, it's so good. And I'm not like shading him at all, but like, I was just, I think I'm so spoiled with the production. I was
the
like,
the production is insanity,
and seeing it from above, I've never seen the floor, the sparks, like, because when you're floor level, you're like this, but I was like, this is beautiful.
Okay, actually, I would love to talk about that, because the first 2 concerts that I went to, the Vegas one and the Revolve one, we were on the floor, mm-hmm. and I was, like, kind of far back. I was not, like, 4th row mm-hmm. or whatever. But when I went with Love Wellness on 8-4, we were in a suite, like, 1 level up.
I think that's where we were.
Okay.
Maybe 1 or 2.
1 level up.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite view.
I think so, too.
Being 1 level up versus on the floor.
You got to take it all in.
Because
you have come up and down.
I didn't even notice, like, how much the little, like,
the bracelets,
like, go crazy. Like, obviously, I noticed notice them, but like the impact when you're in it more, yeah. you can like see the whole crowd and the stage and like how the stage, like the colors on the stage reflect in the little bracelet lights. Cause you can't see the stage at all when no. you're on the floor.
Yeah. And no wonder she like gets screen. So emotional seeing, cause like during Marjorie, like you're yeah. watching and I was like, oh my gosh, this is
it's crazy.
Yeah. And you can see her coming up and down and like the dive and stuff. And I was like, this is, and we saw like, cause our view was cool cause we could see behind the stage and then also in front.
Oh, that's
so
sick.
We watched the janitor cart roll in and we were
oh,
like
no, we saw the two.
Screaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when she left last night, she left with a wine glass. She was
oh,
like,
I saw that.
I was like, period. Like,
okay, can we talk about what the heck do you think she's like eating before?
I think about this all the time. I like every single, like every day, I'm like, what is she doing right
she's
now?
She's
like,
literally an Olympic
can
athlete.
Can she film one day in the life? Like, that's all I want is a day in the life. Like, from her, not even a viewer, like, not even a recording team. I want her. What does she eat? What, does she work out? Like, what is her routine? What time does she wake up? Like, does she get glam? She seems so chill. Like, she probably gets glam.
No,
but like,
no, isn't it crazy? Like, we don't know who her glam team is.
No, we never will.
It's bananas. Which, speaking of glam, Eros did your...
I was about to say...
Isn't he the best?
So iconic. And I was nervous, not because of him, but, like, I've gotten glammed once in a Coachella, and I freaked out, didn't like it, because, like... My base, like, I don't know. They did it, like, really white and powdery.
I don't think your glam has ever looked better, truly.
I've never felt better.
Your Anna, eyes?
My vlog is going to be me looking at myself a lot because I've never been so happy with how I looked. And the eyebrows, like, I've never...
Isn't he insane?
I struggled with them so bad, and he did so good. But, yeah, Sam got it because Remy suggested, because she was like, this is who we get for glam and
yes.
hair. And I was like, I trust because, like, it always looks good. Has he done you?
He actually, I've never gotten glam by him.
But you should.
I know I want to, but he is so talented.
He is, and he's so chill about it. Like, he was just telling about who he's done, and I was like,
yeah.
How do you just... And then the hair girl was amazing,
who
too.
Who did you have do hair?
I forget her name, but...
Amanda?
I think so, because they always go together to do them.
Or they're Haley? Like,
I think Amanda sounds more
Amanda.
Right.
Amanda.
She's long brown hair.
Yeah, Amanda.
She was cool, too. And because at first I wanted to do, like, slick because rep, but I wanted my extensions, too. And she was like, well, we can't do all up slick. So we decided to do half down extensions and then slick bun and
she's
then the little
so
braids.
Good at hair. Especially with, like, because she's always done my hair for Coachella, like my wacky hair
yeah,
looks.
Yeah, your Coachella.
And she's
so
good
So who did your glam
it.
For Coachella?
This year I did my own. Last year, Alexis Oakley.
Because I was thinking of that black look
yes,
you did.
Yes.
So good.
Alexis is also an amazing
That was like the vision
artist.
Vibes I had for like rep stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really good.
Honestly, I should have done that glam and then the Christina Aguilera hair for
yeah,
rep.
Yeah, that was so tailor-coded.
It was.
of you.
It really was.
Rep-coded.
Rep-coded.
But no, it was so fun because we didn't like... lift a finger, like it was so worth it. Like
oh, it's
we
so
didn't
worth
have
it.
To. We were just chilling, like drinking our Earth drinks. Like
it's also helpful, so nice. Like from a work perspective, because then you can like plan out what you want to film and
yeah,
like save
I was saving
sounds.
TikToks.
Yeah,
like,
and like
doing
edit.
All this.
You can even edit.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if you had to guess what she eats before a show? What would you say,
bro? Like, just be a health queen. But I don't think she's like almond mom vibes. Like,
I don't think she's an almond mom.
I think
at
she
all,
definitely
yeah.
like. Treats herself, but she has to have substance. She has to have, like, why am I getting, like, I don't know. Like, okay, what time does she go on? So she has dinner before, right? Like,
yeah, I'm also like, when does she get to the stadium?
I'm stressed thinking about it. Like, she has to have, like, no, salad would not be enough. It has to be, like, chicken, rice, veggies vibes. Like,
I'm kind of thinking, like, a bowl.
A smoothie. A bowl. A bowl would be good. She's, like, gets, like, Chipotle, like, Chick-fil-A. What do y'all think she
I think she gets, if I had to guess, maybe like a salad, a really high protein and
hearty.
Healthy fat. Yeah, hearty mm-hmm. salad. So it's like...
Boiled eggs.
Yeah, it's like lettuce, rice in the salad, like, but bland. Chicken, maybe
yeah.
avocado, because
avocado.
She doesn't want to have any stomach issues while she's performing.
No, she
right?
probably gets like a side of bread.
Or feel like gassy.
No, yeah.
Right?
Chugs water. She has to have like a vocal, like... There's no way, because I leave a tour and my head's pounding after Long Live. My throat can't speak. But she's belting into a
no,
microphone.
No, it's insane.
It doesn't make sense. Like, she needs to be studied by scientists.
No, it's bananas. I hope that they really show, like, the little nitty-gritty in the documentary.
I know. I can't tell if it's going to be, like, Rep Stadium.
I
where
know.
It's just that, which I kind of want it to be the behind-the-scenes
I want it to
stuff,
be the behind-the-scenes, too.
But it would be really cool. I want every surprise song she's sang on Spotify. Like, I want... Because all the versions sound so different. Like, you know how she has, like, Cornelia Street Live from Paris, like,
yes.
on Spotify? I want, like, that.
I also am, like, Is she immediately going into like an ice bath afterwards, or like a trainer is stretching her? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen pictures of her like with the Lautners, like hanging out with them and like all in their merch just chilling. So I feel like she just freaking chills and vibes. Imagine she dunks into an
also,
ice bath.
How do you perform in front of like 75,000 people and then go home and like sleep in your bed alone at night?
Like, what is her bed too? Like,
how does she even fall asleep? And is she TikTok?
Melatonin? She, I like, if you go to her likes, she'll like some people's, and it's so crazy. People be like, Taylor liked, but her For You page has to be herself. Like, it has
yeah,
to be, like us ranking her albums. Like,
yes, it's crazy.
I can't fathom it. If you guys are Swifties, you should, because it's just really fun. Like, I know we sound like literally crazy if you're not a Swiftie. Like, some of my friends are like, what does, because I'll do like, when she played You're On Your Own Kid and Death by a Thousand Cuts, I like did the acronyms, and my friend was like, what language is this? They're like, I want to be a part of something that I care yeah, this much about. I was like, yeah, it's fun. And I will say, like, I feel like the Eras Tour, like, because everyone's like, oh, you weren't one before. And I'm like, listen, like, I'm not claiming that I was like diehard Swiftie beginning to end. Like, I was there for Debut and Fearless, I kind of fell off. And like, you don't have to be, like, it's not that deep. Like, now I'm here and that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, people are so like, yeah, you know, about it. It's like, so what? Now I'm here and crazy obsessed and love her.
I definitely have gotten way more obsessed specifically because of TikTok.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Because I've been like learning a lot more mm-hmm, from like the actual like diehard,
yes,
like Swifties, like I pay attention to them.
Same.
And I follow their lead.
Yes, same.
And I am a fan. Like, now I follow like the Taylor accounts.
Oh, I had notifications on. So yeah, I was at the tour, like getting like
pages.
I'd be like blue dress and be like, oh my God, like she's wearing, like I get the notifications while I was like there and stuff. But no, I saw a girl comparing it too, and she was like, all you like clowning us, she was like, boys, like she was like, this isn't your Super Bowl because that happens every year. This happens. This is if your favorite team since your childhood played together, the same players. Nobody yes, got paraded. Nobody got left. It's your diehard family, friends, but they stopped. They haven't been on a game in 5 years. Still the same team from your childhood, still together. They're doing one show, like one
It'd
sold
like
out
Michael
show.
Michael Jordan's like Chicago Bulls team with Scottie Pippen.
All
and,
coming.
And Dennis Rodman, like never leaving.
Right.
Like they'd be together like years and years and years.
And then they
and
don't
years,
come for 5 years. They just yeah, qualify first. And then they
come
have a show.
Exactly.
You're fighting. You're buying whatever. You're going to that show. You are fighting to mm-hmm, get there. That's what we're doing, because this Eras Tour is never going to happen again.
And on top of all of that, it almost feels like prom or like Coachella or homecoming in
yeah,
the way
it's
that
the girl
you like
aspect too.
Yeah, the way that you like plan your outfits and it's all on theme and it's like
I cared more about this than Coachella and like
yes,
I've planned it way more like,
and it's like such fun clothes that you would never like get to wear
exactly,
normally and like outfits and costumes. It's like playing dress up as
wait,
an adult.
The cheerleader one was so cute.
Thank you.
Did you just have that?
I literally just had it, which is crazy. I bought it because I thought I would maybe like do something cool to it and wear it to Coachella a few years ago, but it kind of fits weird and the skirt's too long. So I never got rid of it because I liked it and I thought I would get it altered, but I mm-hmm, just never did. And then I never wore it to Coachella because the fit was weird. And I was like last minute going to Taylor and I had a few options and I was like, holy shit, I forgot about this. This is perfect. Because it looks like the man,
yeah,
the outfit that Lauren Gray wore.
And I didn't know. So, you know, in the... What song is it? It's during when they're all in the boxes and all the eras are in the boxes, the clear boxes, and she points to like all
yes,
the different eras.
Yes.
So 1989, the past 5 days, she kept like pointing to the little 1989 cheerleader and Shake It Off music video and kept pointing to them. And like when she did, like everyone screamed. Like you could just tell, like, and then Folklore, like she like looked at us and was like this when the blue dress. Like you could tell she was like, okay, like I know that you guys know that I know that
yes,
this is coming.
She is so, I think she has to have like an insane training schedule.
Yeah.
I think she's very, very, very like routine.
Yeah. Is like, she a Pilates girl, like cardio or weight? She's not weight.
I think she's on the treadmill and singing. Like how Miley Cyrus, have you seen that video of Miley
no,
Cyrus? She's like on the treadmill running and then singing because she's trying to get her endurance
that
and
makes
stamina.
A lot of sense.
I think she's doing that. She's probably doing 12, 330 and singing.
And I guess Pilates on like some off days.
Yeah, I think she probably has a trainer that like stretches her and like
yeah,
does like the, she probably has like a masseuse or something.
Did you see Karlie Kloss was there?
Yes. What the heck was that? That was the craziest thing that happened.
Somebody said this is the most out of pocket thing of the whole Eras
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And she was in, like almost nosebleeds, which is even more intense. That means like
she bought
her own tickets, so they're still not good. Because everyone's like, oh, they don't have beat. But then everyone's like, wait, she's not in the celebrity tent.
Which is crazy.
She was in the freaking high up stands. And then it was a video of her singing like Bad Blood. And everyone's like, is this song about me? Like,
so is that her extending the olive branch? Like, what the heck?
And she came on the 1989 release date. And that's when the era when they were like best friends. It's just weird. I don't know if this means they're good or they're bad. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, I definitely think it means more good than bad, right? As far as their relationship.
But the bad, like, wouldn't Taylor be like, here's the VIP tip?
100%.
So it's giving, like, she's, Carly's trying to be like,
well, extending the olive branch. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Who'd she go with?
I don't know. It looked like her friends. I really don't know much about her. Obviously, like, the only thing I know was, like, their relationship. I kind of don't really know her at all.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like just her friends.
But... Well, she's married now and has a child.
Okay. And then there was the rumor of the lesbian lovers.
Yeah.
I don't know what's good with that.
I don't know. We will find out, I guess.
I guess.
I need the Swifties.
People were saying
to go...
Joe Alwyn was there, but I think that was a rumor.
Really?
Yeah, but I think that was a rumor because there was no photos of him.
Okay.
I would hate that. Like, you come back at the end of the tour. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay, you know? That would be scary. I also can't imagine, like, her dating life. Like, imagine her being like, yeah, you can come to my show.
Like, and her, how does she even introduce herself? Like, hey, I'm Taylor. It's like, We know.
No, it's crazy.
Everyone knows. Like, you don't.
I think she's probably the most powerful person in the world.
Yeah. I think we were talking about, like, not to get, like, deep, but, like, if, like, there was, we were talking about, like, presidents coming to town and stuff, and we were like, I think it'd be a bigger deal if she got assassinated than a president. Like, Swifties would freak. Can you imagine? I think women would be like, we're going to war. Like,
yeah.
Not that my head, like, thinks that, but, like, it just did. Last night we were leaving, and I was like, that, like, Swifties are scary.
Yeah.
We can be scary.
She lives rent-free in my head. She's all I think about. She's, like, the whole...
It's going to be sad when she's off. I'll be at work because I work night shift, which we'll get into, but I work night shift. And I'll be up for the surprise song. So I'll be at work and I'll, like, just tune in. I'll, like, schedule my meds and kids' vitals, like, around it. And then I'll, like, pull out my little AirPods and, like, tune in for the surprise songs.
I know. I was watching the entire concert, like, the live last night.
Yeah, the grainy. And people are just so funny. They'll be like, I swear if I hear, like, there's glitter on the floor on a grainy live stream. Like, TikToks are so funny.
I know. I love TikToks. TikTok made me love it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit honda.com/prologue to learn more.
Okay, so last Taylor question, we're going to play...
We swear we'll talk about other things.
We're going to play Taylor Swift Fast Five Questions.
Okay.
For you. The rule is you have to answer really quickly, and it's just going to be five questions all about Tay.
Okay.
Okay. First question is, favorite era?
Speak Now.
Second question, fave song to blast in the car?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. That's a new
really?
One. That's a new one. That's a new one.
Interesting. Okay, love that. Song that makes you cry?
Oh, My Tears Ricochet.
Great song. Mm-hmm. Underrated song.
Forever and Always.
Okay.
Fearless.
Love it. And least favorite ex of Taylor's?
John Mayer.
Okay. Okay, great.
Ooh, that was stressful.
I love it. I'm really shocked by would've, coulda, shoulda.
Me too. It just came out. But so whenever I get a car... Like, whenever because I sold my car when I live in New York, but whenever I get a car again, I saw a girl, like, blaring that in the car, and I was like, that's going to be the first song I play.
There is, like, nothing, like, blaring something in the car.
No, and I'm just going to go through all her albums. Like, because I walk in the subway, and I have my AirPods, but I can't just be like, if clarity's, like, walking on the subway. But in my car, you can just be like, like scream with your window down. And I always say that's gonna be the first one I play.
Okay.
And then like I'll speak now, but like that one just the words are so gritty.
They are. They are gritty.
And I didn't even appreciate that song until she did that in Nashville, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree. I feel like recently I've been listening to I guess her like not as popular songs.
Yeah.
And that one has been hitting different.
So different.
Okay. Let's talk about you. Now that we've just gotten our Swiftie shit out of the way. I mean, I love her so much. I could talk about her for hours.
Same.
Anyway, Anna, tell me a little bit about you growing up. What was your childhood like? I want to hear everything.
Okay, so I grew up in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I always like tell people like Atlanta, but it's like 20, 30 minutes north of Atlanta. But like when I'm in the north, I'm like Atlanta. But when you run into somebody from Atlanta, they're like,
no, but where?
They're like, okay, not really. I'm like, okay, whatever. So it's like smaller town above Atlanta.
What's it? What's the name of the town?
Canton, Marietta, Woodstock, okay. Georgia area. But I loved it. And you could get to the city so easily. Grew up, I have one brother. He's 3 years younger than me. He's still on his like frat boy video game. Don't talk. Like I'm jealous of y'all's relationship. I know we'll get there. But I just like try to dig out. I'm like, Jimmy, like how's your, good. Jimmy, like what's good? Nothing. Jimmy, like it's just so like, he's just, I can tell he's a different personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's so shy, but we're getting there. I'll break him open. But it's a little brother. And then my dad is, you've probably seen some of my stuff with my dad.
I love
like,
your dad.
Okay, what, can I say this? He's gonna be like so mad I said this, but he loves you.
What?
Yes. Dude,
I love him.
I'm not kidding. And it's not even like, he was like, no, that's so weird. But like, so listen, whenever I'm home, I'll like watch. So it's me and my dad's thing. We always watch shows together. But when he works during the day, I watch YouTube.
Shut up.
Whenever I visit home. So I'll have your YouTube up and he goes, he'll be like, TK. Like, he literally, yes. And so I go, Dad, guess what? And I called him. I told him to go to the podcast. And he's like, who's? I go, TK. So he was like, what? Like, no, with his glasses. Like, he loves you.
Wait, I love him.
He just thinks your vibe is the coolest. So
wait,
Jim's
I'm
a big
so
fan.
Honored. Shout out Jim.
Yeah, guys, Jim is the best. All my friends are obsessed with him. So that's a big thing.
Okay, you know what I love about him? Mm-hmm. He is so, like, emotionally available.
Yeah.
As a man,
yes.
And I want a man like that. And honestly, I wish, like, I love my dad, but my dad, like, I'm like, can you, like, ask me a question other than, like, about taxes? Like, do you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel
okay,
like
I got
he,
you.
Like, tries, and I appreciate it, but, like, I feel like it's hard to connect with him sometimes
because
I'm
that.
Like, you, like,
like I want
I'm like, deeper. Ask me about Taylor Swift. Ask me about, like, anything other than, like, the stuff you're interested in, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
But Jim feels like he is, like, peak girl dad.
He is a girl dad, and he does both. Like, I have OCD, so, like, I will, like, spiral and I'll spin, and, like, he knows how to be, like, okay, and I'm, like, we're gonna do this. We're gonna solve it. And then he's so calm. When I freak out, he'll be so calm. Like
he calms me down in your videos.
Yes.
When he's on FaceTime, I'm, like...
He's so rational, but then he also has that side that you're talking about that's so, like... you know what I mean? Like that.
Just emotionally
soft,
available.
When I'm
yes.
freaking out, he always texts me every shift. He goes, have a soft shift. Love you. Soft shift. And it makes me want to freaking cry. And he's so like, I mean, I won't get too into this because like I don't like to talk about it, but my mom passed away when I was 21. And this just shows how emotional, like you said, emotionally mm-hmm. available. Like he deals with stuff by talking about his emotions and like, which is super healthy. Like
he
talks about it. He's like, kids, like, let's talk, like, let's do this. Like, I'm here for you. And he like talks about her all the time. And like, I'm not good at that. Like I stay busy. Like I get stressed out talking about things like that and stuff. So it's really good that I have, like, I'm so blessed that I have him in my life because like, he is that side for me. Like he is there and will speak about it and will keep her name going. You know what I mean? Cause like, I just, we're the
which
perfect balance.
Which is hard
balance.
To do.
It is.
It is hard
and
to do.
And I can't imagine. Also, a lot of people have the other parent, like, shut down. And I know that could have happened, like, so easily. Like, he had every right to just – I mean, my parents were the perfect example of love. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so blessed. Like I – when I look for – like I said, I look for my dad. And I had the perfect example of love.
I'm like, I'm looking for your dad.
I know. And not everybody has that. So I'm just very fortunate. And that he stepped up for me and my brother so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So – oh my God, he's gonna love us. I'm
it.
So excited.
Has he always been very emotionally available, or do you think after your mom's passing, he got even more emotionally available?
I think always, but he really even stepped up even further.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
he, even more
what
so.
What a strong sense of self he must
exactly.
have.
Exactly. Like he had every right to just be like, mm-mm. But no, he lives like, this is my job. Like, we got this. Like, we're going to make it through. Mm-hmm. Still while, like, being, like I said, the soft side. Mm-hmm. Like, the perfect balance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's the best.
I love him. I adore him. I don't want to talk about it too much because I know you don't like talking about it. But mm-hmm. I have to ask, how have you been doing since your mother's passing? Because you're 24 now.
I forget. I just turned 24.
Yeah, 24. And she passed when you were 21?
Yes, 21. It was literally COVID 2020, my 21st birthday. Like, yeah.
I mean.
It was like right after. And so like.
The video you made, it literally brings me to tears.
I'll because I don't always talk about it on social media, but sometimes like I'll be like, I want to like keep sharing some stuff. So every once in a while, I'll like do things from my memories. And then like I want people. Because I was a little brat in high school, and I was like, don't regret it. But, like, I regret it so bad because, I mean, I got better in college. Like, it helped our relationship so much. Like, I'd come home, and, like, we'd do, like, little girly things and, like, got closer. But, like, because you think you have time. You're like, okay, whatever. We'll get closer in college. You think you have time, but, like, you don't. Like, you might not. You know what I mean? So, like, I share it because I want everyone to just, like, start early. Like, I want my kid to, like, start early.
What do you mean, start early?
Being that bond with your mom. Mm-hmm. Being that, and I know not everybody can. Like, I totally get if, like, it's a different vibe. But, like, I wish I would have started that. Because, you know, they say, like, you go to college and then you get closer with your mom. So I was like, whatever. Like, I'll start stopping your breath. Like, then. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. I was just my stupid high school self.
Well, to be fair, you're a teenager. And yeah. Teenager girls are scary.
Yeah,
you know?
I was scary. Like, I wanted nothing to do with her. Like, I'd be embarrassed when she'd brag about my social media.
Every girl's like that.
I'd be embarrassed when she'd come to cheer. And my mom was just, like, so, like, my dad's, like, shy and reserved. But she was so spunk. Oh, my God. She would love you. Because she's so, like, spunky. Like, this. And I'd be like, oh, my God. But I'm like, no. Like, now we would be freaking best friends. And, like, I think it's hardest for me when I do all these cool things. I do my nursing job. I do, like, things I know she'd be so proud of. Because, like, for example, she was, like, biggest fan. Like, when I even changed my major to nursing, I came home to a ginormous cookie cake saying, like, she was so extra like that.
Love.
Yeah. So stuff like that.
I love when you talk about how spunky she was.
Yes, because that's exactly, like, oh, my God. Because if she, I got a cookie cake for changing my major. Like, I passed the NCLEX. I'm working a pediatric night shift in New York City. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll just be like, like, if she saw this, like, I know she's seeing it, but, like,
yeah.
So it's little moments like that, I feel like. And then, like, obviously, little Mother's Days, anniversaries. But other than that, like, I think Gretchen told me,
I love Gretchen. Gretchen Verity.
And I feel like Gretchen's dad passed away, I feel like, close to mine. And we have that special bond. We always say, like, nobody gets it. Nobody, like, will get it except for people who get it. Mm-hmm. And, like, your friends will be there, and it's so nice, but, like, they can't get it at the end of the day. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, so we have, like...
Unless you've been through it.
Yeah, you can't. And, like, I honestly, like, I feel bad for other people because I think, like, all I can think is, I'm like, oh, man, like, people have to go through this still. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, like, she... Just having those special conversations with people, like, it's just different. And she told me something that I hold on to. She goes, it never gets any easier. Each day you just get better at learning to deal with it and live with it. And that's mm-hmm. how I do it. And that's so true. It's never going to get easier. But, like, you just get better at dealing with it each day mm-hmm. and moving on. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Wow, I love that. In regards to grief and friends that haven't been through it but want to help, mm-hmm. I think this is a really fascinating subject that's not talked about enough. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we've all had some... Everyone's going to die at some point, right? Yeah. And everyone's going to deal with it.
I could spiral about that.
So I have to ask... Going through such a traumatic thing and having your mother pass, what is something, because I feel like a lot of people get weird about death and speaking about it.
That's why I don't, because my friends, a lot of people talk about it, a lot of people are good, but that right there is why I hate talking about it, and it's not anybody's fault.
Because everyone gets weird.
It's not your fault, but, and no matter what they say, it's like, no, talk about it. And I'm like, no, but no matter what, it's not your fault, but it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
You're going to feel uncomfy. You are going to feel uncomfy. So I don't like to do it because I don't like to make everyone feel uncomfy. Like, the morbid jokes I can't just throw out. Like, a lot of my friends are good with morbid jokes, like, if they've been through trauma. And I'm like, I'm not good with morbid jokes because, like, it makes everyone's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So I don't like to do them. Some people cope like that, and that's fine. Uh-huh. Like I said, I cope by, like, But you're saying, like, how?
I guess, like, what would be the how-to manual being, you know, being with... Having gone through something like this, what would be your advice to friends and family who are like, I want to help, but I don't know how?
So I think
what
friends.
What did you appreciate, I guess?
Okay, that makes sense. I think family is different because I have three aunts and they were all like besties with my mom. And like for them, I think it's so nice because they like really stepped up and they're like, they didn't pressure me. And we're like, we have to like take on the mom role. But they're like, we are here. Like I talked to them about designing my room. Like they kind of like step in where my mom like would. Mm-hmm. So I think, but without too much pressure, like without being like, we're filling her spot. They're just like, no, we're here. Like we are this comfort blanket. Like we can't be if you want us to be. Friends.
That's awesome you have them.
I'm so blessed to have them too. And they're like my dad's sisters and stuff. So my friends, all my closest friends did a very good job, all they could. Luckily, I was with my three best friends in college. Like when my dad literally called me at college telling me like what was happening. And like I like texted them. I was like, who's home? Come downstairs. And they thought I was going to be like, oh, like let's go get dressed. Like what are we wearing? You know, and I just like they just held me. You know what I mean? Like I'm so blessed to have the best friends. And how we deal with it now, one of my best friends, Sydney, she'll like look at me and like we'll be in a situation and she looks at me and if I look uncomfy, she like gets me out of it. Like if somebody starts talking about it, she just knows my vibe. She's like, Anna does not want to talk about this. Let's change the subject mm-hmm. without making it a big deal. And I think just don't pry. And I know the thing you want to do is be like, okay, let's be healthy and let's talk about it. And I mean, I probably don't cope with it the best way, but like if I don't want to talk about it, I don't have to. If I want to post a TikTok, I can post a TikTok if I want, you know what I mean? So I think just feel the vibe with them.
It's almost, I guess, being self-aware.
Oh, yes.
About like your vibe.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've been like around people who have been like in the social media world who've been like, you should like be talking about this. You should be spreading this story. And I'm like, I don't think like anyone should tell me how to cope. So I think like just being there, feeling how they want to feel and just letting them know you're there like is the biggest thing. Because it's also crazy being like in the social media world, being an influencer, and it happened because I remember it happened. My Instagram, and it's so nice and it's so thankful, but I'm not kidding. Like, scroll on my Instagram, like, biggest post, 10 million sent, like, not 10 million, but like a ton of sends, like, so many comments, so many DMs, and like, it's so, I had to like put everything away. And like, it's so nice, but it was just like, holy crap. And then it'd be people being like, I totally know how you feel, like, my dog, like, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, again, like, don't compare or bring up some, like, you know what I mean? Just be there. Just literally just be there and let them talk if they don't. And if they want to go to a gas station, go take it. Like, my friends would take me on late night drives and we'd go not talk about it. Just stuff like that. Like, we'd go sing songs. The biggest thing that happened, some of my friends, because college, you have friends all over.
Yeah.
My friends in the north, they, like, called my dad and they got in a car, they drove 13 hours from New Jersey.
That is...
They knocked on my door. They said, they gave me the biggest hug and they said, we're going. We got an Airbnb. All we wanted to do was hug you.
I love them.
I started like sobbing. My dad was crying. We were like, no, you guys, because it was during COVID. So we had like a tiny celebration of life with our friends mm-hmm. and family. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we're not staying with you. We just wanted to give you a hug.
Oh,
I was like, you drove 13 hours to give me a hug.
Makes me want
to
cry.
And I never forget about it. So mm-hmm. just little actions like that, I feel like is the best way. Mm-hmm.
Showing up and being there.
Showing, boom. That's true.
I love that.
Showing up and being there.
Well, thank you for sharing that little, because I don't want to get into it too much. But I do think it is a really hard subject for anyone who wants to be there or who's mm-hmm. been going through it. And like, that's what's crazy is everyone accepts different forms of, you know, love and dealing with grief. Like some people don't want to talk about it. Some people love talking about it.
Exactly.
So I guess the advice would be, you would say, is to tread lightly and be self-aware.
Feel it out. Feel it up out. And be there.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That was good. I feel like I like that. Yeah. I feel good about that. Sometimes I'm like, I never know what's going to happen with me talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But well, you know what? You mentioned your dad's sisters who really helped you mm-hmm. through all the things and stepped in kind of as, you know, motherly figures. Mm-hmm. That's probably why he's so emotionally available, because he has sisters.
Yeah. He has.
Men with sisters hit different.
Literally. That's why you need that.
I'm always like, whoever ends up marrying my brother is lucky.
He's my friend Autumn, who just got engaged to her boyfriend, Landon. Uh-huh. She always says Landon was written by a woman.
Oh, I saw. I was invested.
The Hawaii pictures?
Yeah, I was invested.
And I knew this whole time. And I was like at work. I was at work at 2 a.m. because it was Hawaii time. And I was waiting for the FaceTime. And she FaceTimed me. Probably woke up every kid in this hospital. I was like, but like. Yeah, she says he's written by a woman. He's such a girl. And not in like a, like, boys will be like, you know, it's in the perfect way. Like, that is so. But mommy's boys are not it. That's a whole different thing.
That's scary.
Yeah. You just need sisters, not to be a mommy's boy.
Sisters.
Respect your mom. Love your mom. not mommy's boy.
If a man has a cool sister, just know they check a lot of boxes.
I know.
You know what I mean?
My brother's so lucky.
I know. He's so lucky. I always tell my realize brother it. That.
Except he kind of gets, I feel like he gets like clowned at school because like, I was from a small town, like you probably. And so, like, he went to my college hometown. And so, like, all his friends were like, your sister, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know if he likes that or hates that. But.
I mean, if you're being talked about, something good must be happening.
No exposure is bad exposure. Right?
Okay, sometimes. So you grew up, I know you were a cheer girly, which I was a cheer girly.
I love that about us.
Which I love this. Somebody, and I was a huge Stingrays fan.
No way.
Yes, especially Stingray Orange.
I was going to say, I wasn't on Orange or Peach, but I was on Apple.
Okay.
Another fruit.
Apple, love it.
I fought so hard to get on a world's team. It took me forever because tumbling, like, you know how it comes easy to some people?
Yeah.
I had to work my ass off in the gym, like, a week. I worked so hard to get my double full. Finally got it at the end.
Double full is crazy, Anna. Yeah. Okay, wait. I want to talk a little bit about, so you grew up, did you do gymnastics?
No, I started third grade doing like sideline cheer and stuff.
Did you do any sports like when you're a toddler?
My whole family was like baseball. My mom was softball Hall of Fame, like baseball. So they tried me doing like softball and like I would wear like pigtails and pink and it wasn't my vibe. So then my mom was like, okay, she needs to cheer. Like, my mom knew nothing about cheer, but she was like, okay, like, she's loving it. And I just, like, loved it. Like,
was your mom a girly girl? Because you seem very girly girl to me.
She was tomboy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But she was spunky.
Yeah, but I went through a phase of tomboy. Like, I went through, but I was, like, 8. Like, I feel like I went through phases, and then I realized, like, I'm a girly girl. So I don't know where that came. Maybe my dad saw it. Yeah.
Okay, shout out Jim.
Yeah.
Love him. Okay, yeah, so you started off cheer, and then how'd you get into all-star cheer?
I did sideline for a long time, and then high school, I started Stingrays. And I did, like, we had half-year teams, so you can do, like, prep, and I think I was on, like, it was, like, level 2.
Wait, you started in high school?
Yeah, I didn't do all-star until high school.
That's crazy. I did all-star when I was in, like, 4th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. So I
stopped after middle school. All-star.
Oh, wow.
And then I
just
did school cheer.
Yeah, no, I didn't start till high school. So I think that's why I was so obsessed with it, because I came in so late.
And that's
and
why you did
hard.
The Instagram stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
And
love
I
this.
Think that's literally where everything started. Like, Apple, we were the team that, like, got the cute-ass Instagram photos. Like, everyone was like, how does Apple get these photos? Like, we would find the lighting before the competition. Before, that was a thing. Now it's a thing when you go out with your friends to, like, do that. Not kidding. Like, we didn't even have – maybe I got to 10K on Stingrays just from, like, our cheer photos.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I have to interrupt you for people that are like, what the fuck is Stingrays?
Okay, yeah.
People are like, what
Stingrays,
the hell is Apple?
Apple fruit? I forget that. Like, we're, like, not in our little own world.
So all-star cheerleading is basically, like
– I would compare it to, like, Taylor Swift world. Like,
it
it's its
is.
Own – I mean, okay, it's not, like, it's big, but, like –
it
own
is.
World.
It's kind of like AAU basketball. I don't know if that is hitting for anyone. It's like its own. It's very, very, very intense cheerleading. It's like where you have a routine and you perform, and it's a whole thing. And you go to Disney for
I
Worlds.
I could get heated. It's not rah rah pom pom.
Yes, it is a fucking intense
flip,
sport.
Flip,
it's
throw.
Like Olympics vibes.
Yes, you fit so much into 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And we do, like, full outs. Oh, God, I have, like, trauma being, like, line
chills.
It up again.
Yeah.
And you just, when you think your body can't do it anymore, you have to do it. You have to flip. You have to go or you're going to get smacked. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's, like, this intense routine for 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and you're tumbling, stunting, jumping,
and you
dancing.
Only perform it, like, 7 times a year.
Yeah,
and you have
crazy.
One shot. Oh, God.
One
it's
opportunity.
So, I forgot about all this.
It's really stressful, actually.
When I did my reaction to, like, New Romantics last night, and, like, we were, like, freaking out. Everyone was like, it's giving all-star cheer coach.
No,
you know
is.
When they're
yeah,
in the
yeah.
front? Taylor's the performer. We're like,
no, it's actually insane, like, how much, like, time, effort, like, sweat, blood is goes into this, and, like, we get zero recognition in the world.
No, everyone does not know what the fuck
like,
we're doing.
All-star cheerleading lived, like, the way I think
rent-free.
About... Yeah, the way I think about Taylor now is, like, how I was with all-star cheerleading.
This is such a crazy... It's the all-star... What's the ladder thing called? Like, the...
It's, like, yeah, the trajectory
yes.
into Swiftie, being a Swiftie.
Wow.
But, like, I'm not kidding you. It was my entire life. I would only listen to cheer music.
In the car?
Yeah.
Like,
I was
SoundCloud?
Like, saying,
like,
yeah, remixes.
Panthers?
My parents were like, what are you doing right now?
I was weird in high school because I was so obsessed
I'd be
with
like,
it.
Yeah, for Christmas, I'd be like, I want this World Cup sports bra.
Yes!
Bra. I
Shooting
want,
stars.
Like, a gym time sports bra. They were like, who are these people?
Dude, and I used to think, like, a world ring is the biggest deal in the world. And now, like, people wear that, and people are like, what the fuck
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
If you have a world ring, I'm so jealous, actually.
Or like the jackets.
The NCAA jackets. Yeah. Oh, my
God. So anyway, Anna was on a really, really, really good.
We were a huge gem.
All-star team.
Yeah.
And what, explain to me the apple and orange, because I know orange was really, really good. I'm sure apple was really good as well.
Yeah, so there's worlds teams, and you work so hard to get on a worlds teams, because then there's summit teams. This is going to make no sense to them. A worlds team is like the highest level of all-star cheer.
It's like the Olympics for cheer. Yes,
it's like you made it to the Olympics. And so finally, my senior year, I got on a worlds team. There's like orange, peach, steel, apple were the worlds teams, and like apple was a newer one. And so I would say we weren't like orange. Like we were like apple. Like they're kind of new. Like we're still good, but there was more skill on orange, I would say.
Were you all girl?
All girl. Small okay. senior, all girl. So I loved it because we were like a little family. And were
you
like
a flyer?
So I flew up until junior year of high school. And then Spice was my restricted team. And I would like fly in baskets because I was good at kick doubles. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like fly the half in the pyramid to like flip people. And then I'd base the main. So, because you get to a point of all-star cheer, you're on a team with 12 to 18. So when I got to 17, 18, how am I going to beat out these 12-year-olds? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In college, I kind of like flipped around, but mostly based. But it was hard because I wasn't like a strong base, but I was like too tall to fly. So I would like get the little baby flyers.
Okay.
But yeah, so I kind of did both. But yeah, so senior year, world's team, and then I moved to college. And I was so close to not going to USC. I went to South Carolina, USC. So close to staying and super senioring. And going to my hometown college and super senioring and just keep going on Peach and Stingrays. So glad I did it. And I think it's so cool that people who do. But, like, my life is so different. Like, these are my best friends in college. I had the best freaking college experience of my life.
Which is amazing.
Oh, my God. I wish I tell everyone, like, SEC school, like, oh, my God.
And
like,
then you cheered in college.
Yes. And for me, at first, I started and I was like, the fuck is this? Like, this, it's on hard floor. The coach doesn't care as much. Like,
does USC compete?
Yeah, we go to NCAA Nationals where, like, Navarro and all them go.
In, like, Dallas or in Daytona?
Daytona.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, NCAA and Daytona. And that's crazy because it's one competition. One. Literally, that's the only competition in college. But I'm so glad cheer came out, Navarro, because everyone was like, holy shit, like, this is so cool. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, thank you. I've been busting my ass.
I mean, like, we're not Navarro, but, like, it's the same vibes. Except they've
gone through some, crazy.
My school is very game day. We're good at competition, but our focus, game day comes first. We have a huge SEC football team. We have to be those little cheerleaders. Like, we have to have that game day. Look, we have to have, and we were good on the sidelines. Like, we do, like, tuck baskets. We do hard elite skills. Games are hard. We'd burn, like, thousands of calories a game just, like, running the whole, like, you know what I mean? So we had to focus on that, and I think that was so cool because at first I was like, I just want to do, like, competing, and then I was like, oh, my God, games are more fun. Like, so much. Oh, my God, there's no experience, like, a game day with this filled stadium. You feel like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Us keep bringing it back.
Yes. Okay, so you did cheer all through college, and when did you start this social media stuff?
Okay, so Stingrays, like I said, we were that team with photos. So I came into college with 10K, and that was, like, a big deal then.
That's
like,
a lot.
Everyone was like, who's this random girl with 10K followers? Like, what? And I rushed. Sororities are not my thing.
Why?
I just, Southern sororities can be scary.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so glad. I think my thing is I also have my cheer girls. So I kind of, like, I just have found my people already. And I found one of my best friends in Zeta. And she's my best friend. She's, like, what I got out of Zeta. And I'm so thankful I did. But I would have met her anyways because I love her. My sorority, I feel like, without going too scary on that, Zeta was, it was just like very, it felt very performative. It felt very, we need the best girls. We need like this. Like, you cheer, we need you. And I was just like, I don't feel like this is family. Like, they would just like yell at us, we have to be better than everyone. Like, we have to do this. And I was like, I'm not liking this vibe. And then like, I was so busy with nursing, with cheer, with like, y'all think, like, if you guys, like, if anyone watches me, like, if you think I'm like busy now, like, college Anna was different. Like, I would go straight from a pregame to the library to pulling all nighter to the test next day,
which is crazy.
Like, I don't know what I was doing. But
so did you not stay in Zeta the whole 4 years?
So me and my roommate were Zeta, and then my other two cheer friends were 80 Pi, and we all dropped summer sophomore year because we were all like, what the heck? Because they have like events. Did your school, you know, you went?
I went to FITM, but I'm very familiar with, like, Greek, you know, Life because of IU.
They would have, like, functions and events and stuff. But But then they'd be like, oh, Anna, you didn't have enough points because you didn't go to enough, like, spirit shit to get enough points, so you can't come to this function. That was the only fun part. And I was like, I'm busy. Like, yeah. I don't have time to get points. And if I can't even go to these functions, why am I just going to these meetings? So, like, this is dumb. But I will say, so many of my friends, like, love it and fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's this place for everyone. It just wasn't my place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. My best friends were all cheer. Like, we were, like, a sorority. You know what I mean?
So were you filming your, like, YouTube while you were...
Yeah, so... Then I was still, like, Instagram. I was doing, like, NovaShine ads, like, tiny little, like, I thought this was... Biggest thing for me, I started presets.
Okay, yes.
So, my orange-ass presets. I know they were orange, but... So, I saw Aspen Overd made presets. Remember those?
Yes, love her.
And then I said, like, I want to buy these, but these are $50. So, I was like, well, I get on Lightroom and try to make some and tweak, like, do them different, sell them for $20. I did that. Because my mom was like, okay, so I was going to go study abroad. And my mom was like... Okay, you need to pay for half of it, so you need to find a way to pay for it. And so she was like, you should do, like, a lemonade stand. And I was like, no. Like, what? Like, I'm not that. Yeah, no. But I was like, I'm going to do this. And my parents, like, were like, okay, but, like, what? It's a filter. And I did it. And keep in mind, like, one person's done it before. Like, I mean, maybe more. But, like, it was not a thing yet. So I did it and sold it. And, like, the first day I made $1,000.
Holy shit.
And that's before, like, this is, like, in 2019.
So how many followers did you have?
Not that many. It just, I don't know how it reached the right audience. And people were like, these are $20. I like how her feed looks. And that grew, that, the preset sales would go. People would be like, how do you edit to these girls in college? Anna High Presets. Anna High Presets was like a thing in college.
No way.
I'd go to bars and people would be like, Anna High, like, I use your presets. I use your filters. And I think that just started. Then when TikTok started, I will say I would go to games, and I, sophomore year, I would, like, do a little dance and stuff. And when it wasn't cool for our age to do TikTok.
Yeah.
When it was, like, the little thing. Yeah, it was the Musical.ly transition. I was like, no, this is fun. And my friends would, like joke, clown me. And then I remember the first game we did a transition. It's still pinned on my profile. It was, like, the little transition one. And all my roommates, like, were all blonde, so everyone was, like, joking that they thought it was, like, the same person and,
same
like, one
blonde.
Brunette.
Yeah.
And we all came out at the end. I remember we went to pregame, and we put our phones away for halftime. And we come back in the room for halftime, and, like, 50,000 new followers. It was at like 2 million. And we were like, and that was the first thing ever that's gone viral, like, for us. And we were like, what? Like, this is crazy. And then, I don't know, we just kept making them every game. We'd plan out in our little house the night before, like, what dance we're going to do, what transition.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where I don't even mean it like this. Like, in New York, like, I'll meet people occasionally. South Carolina is my fan base. Like, South Carolina, I have girls, like, come up crying, being like, I came to the school because of you. I'm a nursing major because of you. I'm at South Carolina because of your videos. Because if you type in South Carolina, like,
that's going to pop up.
All my vlogs are there. And I sound bad, but, like, I don't mean to sound like I'm the, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm very proud of that.
You,
like,
don't sound bad.
Okay. Because I feel like in New York, I'm a little fish in a big sea.
Yeah.
South Carolina, I feel like I'm the only bitch
big
with the
fish.
Back vlog camera.
Yeah.
So it's fun because I go there. And it started to be, like, at cheer games, they'd be like, TikTok cheerleader. And I was like, what?
Aww.
Like, and that's when it first started happening. And then people would start to learn, like, where's Anna? Like, my teammates would be like, she's like.
Well, it's also just so fun to be a fan of someone who's, like, from your small town. Like, it's
right.
Fun. It's fun when someone gets big and they went to University of South Carolina. Because in the grand scheme of the world, like, South Carolina is really small.
Yeah. Same with,
right?
Like, my little Georgia town. Like,
yeah, exactly. So it's fun to, like, be a fan and recognize and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, of course people are going to jump on that because they have something in common with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Before I went to college, I would look up Zeta, University of South Carolina, cheer, you know, and I was like, there's nothing. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to make something.
That's how I was with FITM. I, like, wanted to go to FITM and I, like, could barely find that many people, and I wanted to see, like, the dorms, the apartments.
Did you vlog then?
I didn't. Well, I would vlog and I wouldn't upload
it. I wish
it.
I started earlier. I didn't Me start too. To like juniors.
I wish I would have started way earlier too.
College videos are it.
I know. I should have started way earlier. For me, it was more so like a insecurity thing. Like, I didn't really even care what people thought. I cared what I thought of myself. Like,
okay.
I, like, would get the footage back into Final Cut and then I would edit it. And then I would be like, I look bad in this angle. Mm-hmm. I seem dumb.
Such
in
a college
angle.
Thing of us.
I seemed dumb.
Yeah, because you don't give, like, care what people think, I feel like. But you care what you think.
Yes.
I get that. I
yes.
feel the same.
I mean, of course I care about what people think sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm my biggest critic.
Yes.
Like, If someone comments a hate comment, I've thought of it before you.
You're like, trust me, babe, I agree.
Okay, tell me something I don't know. Literally.
I feel like that's good. Good and bad.
It can probably be good and bad. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Better than caring about both.
Exactly.
We can work on one.
Okay, so now you are a peds nurse.
Yeah.
In New York. Mm-hmm. And you also have this full-time social media, like, job. How the hell are you managing it all? I mean, I guess I sort of relate because I had a full-time job as well, but I was not a nurse. That is a crazy, crazy bananas.
Wait, did you know job. I lived in LA for 3 months?
No.
In Burbank.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so.
When?
Before the nursing, I had one more semester of nursing because I changed my major, so I had to do an extra semester. So I did 4.5 years. So I had a free summer, and everyone was like, get an internship. And I was like, no, I'm tired of school. Nursing school is the hardest thing ever. I know we all say nursing majors are annoying, but, like, it's freaking hard, guys. It's hard. But anyways, so that summer, I was like, I want to, like, this whole time I thought I wanted to live in L.A. So I was like, let's do a trial run. So I moved to L.A. for 3 months, and...
Wait, I do think I knew this.
Really?
Yeah.
And I worked, because at this point I was hating nursing because school just, like, drained me. Because school teaches you, like, you have to do adult med surg, you have to do this, like, everything's like this. And I just, if you're in nursing school, like, stick with it because, like, I love my job and my life right now. But school, like, really turned you off because you almost, every test, like, I was so good at the classes that's, like, anatomy. Like, I have a photographic memory, so, like, I can study, do this. You get to a point where you do like select all that applies and like which answer's most right. So say I would put 3 and there was 5 and only 2 were right, the whole thing's wrong. So like the whole passing each test I scraped by. Like I would study for weeks, like 6 hours a day, every single day for weeks and weeks. I would just, and you have to get a 75 or else you fail the class, I have to start over.
Oh my
so
God.
I would like 75, 76, like I scraped by and I don't, like I tried so hard, you know what I mean? So I was burnt out and I was like, let's go try LA. And I considered like med spa. Nursing, which I still think could be cool one day when I get burnt out of bedside. But so I worked at a front desk in a med spa just to see the vibes. And I was like, I kind of don't want to do this. Like, I really just want to work with kids. I think I got into the wrong scene in LA. Like, I would go to like what you think of like TikTok or like stuff like that. Like those vibes, like parties like that.
Okay.
Like image. Like, I would go to parties and people would be like, how many followers do you have? Like, what people think of LA is like the kind of, my experience in LA. And
really?
I think, yeah. And I think if I spent more time,
I
could have
known you.
I do too. You would have helped me so much. But I do think it's also like a whole different coast for my family.
So, when was this? How old were you?
I graduated 2021. It was summer of 2021. So I was 21, turning 22. I turned 22 here.
Okay.
2 years ago. Oh my God, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah,
like 2 years ago.
Crazy.
But yeah, so then I realized like, not LA. Then I got back, had another semester, and I was like, what do I do? My roommate was like, well, I'm moving to New York, and I was good friends with her. I was like, okay, well, I'll come. Just because, like, I knew I wanted to do a big city, and I just didn't know where yet. Because at this point, I'm like, get me out of the South, like, da-da-da. Now I moved to New York, and it's making me appreciate the South more, which I'll explain more. Okay, what was your first question? You said bouncing nursing, and I just didn't explain
Yeah, how are
that.
You doing it all?
Like I said, in college, I just, like, the only option for me is, like, I have to be stimulated at all times. Like, even nursing is, like, which is why I kind of want to change my lifestyle. Like, I'm kind of ready. Like, I'm starting to get, not burnt out of nursing, but burnt out of, like, running myself, like, into the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be the cute girl with packing cubes and, like, taking my time and, like, you know. But I feel like nursing is 3 days a week and you do 12-hour shifts. So everyone will be like, okay, it's only 3 days a week. And I'm like, no. Like, those 3 days take you out for the whole week.
Yeah.
And my 1 week, you have to do 4. 1 week a month is 4 and 3. And I work night shift because... If you start on, new nurses typically have to start on nights and do your time. And then when a day shift position opens, you can switch. So I actually just got a day shift position. So thank you. I'm excited because that'll be in a few months. Because night shift is like, obviously it's easier because they're asleep. Some nights, don't get me wrong, like kids don't have a time when they can be healthy. Like they'll just go crazy at night. So it can be crazy, but it's better to learn on nights. Not better for your social life. I think where I run into problems is because I work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. I'll get home after a port like 8, 9 a.m. And then I have to sleep during the day. And my friends will be like, well, we're doing this during the day. And I'll be like, okay, like I'll just go sleep a couple hours and then I'll go. Versus like my coworkers and stuff, like we'll like go sleep the whole day and do this. But like I'm like, because if I miss out on these things, like then I'll get sad and then I'll be like isolated. And then so I can't let myself get there. You know what I mean? So I just kind of make things work. Like if I have an event later that day, like I'll sleep a couple hours, go to the, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
I just try and squeeze everything in. Brand deals, I'll just like, I'll work them into nursing. I'll edit on the subway on the way to work.
Okay.
I edit on there. Sometimes night shift, if I have downtime, I'll like go on CapCut and like go on my phone. I do have editors for YouTube, which is, I started that when, like, I was getting so behind on vlogs.
Life changing.
And they were like, Anna, like, let us help. Like, yeah. It's through my management, too. And I was like, okay. And now I can get it out in, like, real time. It's so nice. I still, like, film, upload the clips for them into sections and stuff. But that's helped me a lot. So I'm not, like, Superwoman getting this out.
No, you are. How do you, so you edit all your TikToks on CapCut?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you use?
Recently, I've downloaded VideoLeap. Because ooh. Monet told me.
VidLeap, right? Yeah.
VidLeap, I think.
I feel like I've talked to her before and she said she used VidLeap.
She like and I'm like, I'll take anything. Any advice you give me. And I love it.
Oh my God. But wait, did you I meet do, her in that?
I met her on the NARS trip. Loved her. She's an angel.
She has really, to be. There's
she
no.
She also is like so, she's the same in real life. Like she's so.
I'm like, there's no way she shows so much of her life that can't be
she's
fake.
So fun and like easy to talk to and like sassy.
Thank
and like,
God.
She's also like insanely good at, like one thing I learned from her is she's insanely good at capturing like in real life moments. Like we would be having like a full blown conversation or like we would be at dinner and she would like have her phone propped up and you wouldn't even notice it.
Right. It wouldn't ruin
like,
the vibes.
Yeah, she's not like distracting in that way, but like I love that. That's why I think people love her because she's so good at capturing. Like, the in the moment. Like she's good at documenting.
Yeah. You know? Without like ruining the moment.
Yes, exactly.
That is so her and Jalen.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Not real life.
They're so cute. So in your world, what is like your, I guess, ranking of priority? Like, of just things in your life. Like, where is your social life at? Where is nursing at? Where is social media at? Like, is that constantly changing that?
I feel like I can rank them, but it's not like boom, boom. They're like really close. Okay. I would say, like, number one, like, my job. Like, I mean, family. You know what I mean? Like, I thought we were talking, like, family, dad. My job, like, when I'm at work, I'm in, like, work mode. Like, my patients, like, fight, do anything. Like, these kids' lives are in my hand at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, I will fight for these kids. And, like, I love my job because we have – my floor is a med surg, and so that means it's, like, medical surgical, so it's, like, the generic floor. But since we're in New York, it's, like, such a high acuity, so it's still super high acuity. But say, like, I have a kid go – like, they start declining or desatting or something. We'll call what's called a rapid, and then we'll send them to the PICU, the ICU. So if they get really bad, we send them to another floor. But they still can, like, get bad on our floor. You know what I mean? So – but for the most part – they can get healthier and they can be good, but we'll have chronic kids who we have like repeats and like those are my babies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we follow them. Like, when they go home, we're like so happy for them, but we'll see them in a couple. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's my priority at the end of the day because like these kids, like it's their life. Social media and social life, I feel like obviously at the end of the day, I like it's hard because like social media is like my income, but.
Do you make more money from doing social media?
Yeah. It's literally like. It's crazy, and I feel so bad because I'll like work with moms, and they'll tell me they'll go home from a 12-hour shift, pick up their kid, do this, send their kid on the school bus, do this, do that, and I'm like, dude, I can't even do my skincare. Like, what? Like, you go and do this with kids? Like, it is crazy, but I'm like very blessed to like be in that position because like, and then I love combining my jobs. I love making content about nursing because now I have all these girls in nursing school being like. I want to do that. You know what I mean? I wish I had, like, somebody to watch and stuff like that because, like, I love inspiring people. And they're like, well, I want that life, so I'm going to work hard to get through nursing school.
It also definitely makes you stand out on social media. Like, I'm interested in your content because I know nothing about nursing or just, like, hospital culture or anything like that. And you stand out to me as a creator because you're documenting this like whole different lifestyle instead of just filming the packing cubes and because I love the packing cube
the packing cubes were on.
But like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you really do like, stand out.
Wait, I love that because those are my favorite comments when people are like, watch the whole thing and I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm obsessed. Like, this is so fun and entertaining. Dude, when this happened like last year, somebody like DM me and was like, Dixie D'Amelio is talking about you. And I was like, what? Did you? Yeah, she was like, they asked her on her live, like her favorite content creator. And she's like,
I saw that.
Right now it's this nurse in New York. I don't know. She just makes me like want to get out of bed. And I was like, why is Dixie? And then I like checked. I was like, Kimmy Chu, and it was like follow. And I was like, what? So that just like really opened my eyes. I think there I was like, okay, so it's because at first I'm like, maybe not as much nursing because people get bored. But I'm like, no, like it doesn't have to just be because I don't want to put myself in a box. But I don't think I am in a box. I think people come for the either come for the nursing, come for other stuff. But now they'll be like, stay for Anna. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think honestly, the main thing that captivates people, or at least myself, is you managing to get all of that done in one day. It is like what Dixie said. It is motivating. It's like, holy fuck, she did all of that in one day. Like, I can get my ass out of bed and go to my 9 to 5. You know what I mean? And like, make time to get my coffee or
that
whatever.
That makes me happy.
Like, you managing, I feel like I relate to you so much, because it's like, it's fucking hard to do like the full time job, the social media thing. You last minute have a brand deal. They need you to reshoot it. You're like, fuck, I have
and
work
I
tomorrow.
And I feel like we're very social people. And like,
and then I want to make my social
thing. We prioritize
thing.
That.
I have Taylor Swift this weekend. Like, just shit like that.
Yeah.
It's really hard to manage it all, but. I'm like you, and I like to stay really busy, and it's fun. I love the chaos.
I do too.
Like, I get it.
I think I do want to fit in a little more self-care, because
you will, especially as you get older, because that's how I am.
Think
I'm
so
like,
too.
I gotta put me first.
So you're fitting, yeah. So
for
you'll
sure.
say like no and stuff like that.
I say no all the time now.
I feel like I'm slowly getting away from like going out. Mm-hmm. I don't go out in New York. I really don't. I went out for the first time in months yesterday, and I love going to dinner and getting wine with the girls. I love me an Aperol Spritz. That's my favorite thing ever. Uh-huh. And then I love going to bed like a little tipsy.
Yeah.
I went out the other night and like woke up so hungover, and I was like, I'm not having fun. Like, I did my 4 years in college and I had my crazy blackout. I was crazy and it was fun. But now I'm like, oh, like, it's not fun.
I realized is I like the feeling of finishing my workout in the morning and going to the farmer's market. This sounds so annoying. I like that feeling better than being out drunk in a club where there's no hot guys. If I'm out, it's because there's hot guys.
And, okay, tell me if you agree with this about Indiana. So in New York, when I go out, I feel like a piece of shit. Like, when I go out, I feel like not beautiful, like not getting hit on, not this. When I go out in the South, like,
oh,
I feel like a hot...
Oh, I feel
commodity.
Like a 32 out of 10 in Indiana.
Yeah. And I don't think it's the girls. I think it has to do more with the guys. Well, I mean, there's like New York. Like, if a boy wants a girl, like, there's 10 million in the West Village pub. Like, so maybe it is a lot. But like, more, I would say the guys in the South are more like forward and like gentlemen. They'll come up to you. In New York, they like expect you to like flock and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not. I kind of do want to be a make the move girl, but I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I want to make moves.
No. Yeah. I definitely enjoy a man pursuing me way more. And honestly, the problem with LA or me dating is I just don't like the type of guy here, unfortunately.
I feel like we like the same type.
I'm not into an aspiring DJ.
But I'm trying.
That's not my type.
I'm trying to get away from my type. I assume it's athletes.
Yes.
I think I knew that. I'm trying to get away from that because.
Are you dating anyone right now?
No, not at all. Like, I'm not even like speaking.
Same. I don't have time.
Love that for us. I don't either.
Yeah.
I think when I plan on like turning a whole new leaf soon.
Okay.
We'll figure out how soon. Everyone stay tuned. Mm. But when I do turn this leaf, I'm just going to change a lot of aspects about my life. Not totally. I'm still going to do nursing. I'm still going to stay busy. But like I said, I'm going to apply more self-care, step away from the drinking. And then like, I'm not saying like, I'm going to get a boyfriend, but like, I'm going to like, right now I'm like so closed off to everyone. Like, I'm like, so like in my own head, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know, but I agree. Like, I got out of a relationship last fall and it was like a long one. And like, after I was so like, you just feel like, I feel like when you get out of a relationship, you're kind of like, okay, like, you have to go in your crazy single era. And I did it. Like, I hung out with my friends and I was like, should I be in my like bad rep era, like badass, like going out? And I was like, why don't I want to do that? And now I finally learned like, that's okay. Like, I'm at the age where like, if I was in college, like maybe like, yeah, like I could go out and like live my little crazy life. But I found out like, I don't enjoy doing that. And I've tried the apps. Do you use apps? Like,
oh my God, I hate the apps. I think
so
I'm going to delete
hard.
Them, honestly.
I can't get on Raya though. I can't.
What?
I try to get referrals. I don't know. It won't
honestly,
work.
Honestly, you're not missing okay. much. Yeah. I mean, it's fun and like fun to swipe, but like
sometimes
it's not
I'll go
like
on Hinge just to like get a little validation and be like, okay, like which yeah. is so bad. But like then I'll like exit out and never go on again. Cause like I want to meet people organically, but I feel like the best way all my friends' love stories are friends of friends.
I know. I want to be set up.
And I have like no friends from New York. Like, I mean, I have friends, but they're all from like home and stuff. So like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's hard.
I kind of see you dating an athlete. It's not bad.
No, because my friends are like, no more, 'cause all I've ever.
Yeah.
That's ever. Yeah.
We'll see.
Same for you. So maybe we should find like friends.
I know. Well, I'm really excited for you because I feel like you are thriving. You have a lot of exciting things coming up, moving and shaking. I can't wait to follow your journey. I feel like you are such a fun person to follow because you just seem like, honestly, like high on life. Oh. And I love the chaos, and okay. I feel like I relate to you.
You're like, don't lose
way.
It all when you don't turn your leaf.
But you have to put yourself first, yep. And it's saying no yeah. is a power move.
Mm-hmm.
It really is saying no to things. Yeah. But unfortunately, we have to wrap this up because we've been going way over time. And I have to ask, this is the last question. What moves are you making right now in your life?
I feel like I said, I can't say my exact plans, but. Without saying too much, like I said, I want to turn the leaf in my life right now and like focus on new things, put myself first. I'm going to make a big change in my life soon. Stay tuned if you guys want to see what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about it and I'm really inspired by it.
I'm really excited for you. I can't wait to watch
the
journey.
That was a broad answer, but I'll share a lot like in the next month.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, we're vague, but it's coming soon. And where can everyone follow you?
Just Anna Hyde, Instagram, H-E-I-D, not like hide and seek. TikTok has a underscore, and then YouTube's just Anna Hyde. I post on YouTube. TikTok, I post so much. Like, I just spam. People are like, I think Taylor Swift, I posted 18 videos last night. Like,
no, I love.
I spam on TikTok.
I posted like 30 videos from the Taylor
Yeah,
Swift
I spam. Song. TikTok's and YouTube. YouTube's my baby, though. Okay. I feel like you can relate. Like, yeah. I'm so proud of that. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming. It was so fun chatting with you and talking about our girl, Tay.
Yeah.
And be sure to follow her, you guys. She's such a fun gal to follow, especially on TikTok. I love her TikToks. And be sure to make someone else's day this week.
Yes. Peace. Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Love y'all.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.